More to Life is a co-production of Ave Maria Radio and EWTN Radio and carried across the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network.
Today on More to Life, touch grass. Struggling with stress or anxiety? Got a world of worry on your mind? Let us help you get grounded again. 877-573-7825. All of us want a great and grace-filled marriage, family, personal life. St. John Paul's Theology of the Body gives us a blueprint for making that happen.
More to Life. Happy couples find little ways to say I do every day.
Faithful insights. Effective tools.
Raising godly kids requires more than stopping bad behavior.
That's right. It means finding ways to make our faith the source of the warmth in our homes.
Practical. Theology of the Body-based answers for every part of your life.
God gave us our feelings. We don't have to be afraid of them.
And we just have to make sure that the first thing we do is ask Him how He wants us to deal with them.
The life you were meant to live through the theology of the body. More to Life.
Good morning, everyone. You are listening to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Dr. Greg Popchak.
I'm Lisa Popchak.
And today on More to Life, touch grass. Are you struggling with stress or anxiety? Got a world of worry on your mind? Well, we're going to help you get grounded again. Give us a call. The number is 877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825.
For the couple of people out there who might not know what touch grass means, it's really this idea of getting in touch with nature, getting grounded again, giving yourself more peace. And I thought often during the winter that we've had here in Steubenville, Ohio, that there was no grass to touch even if one wanted to, because it was, you know, well below zero most days. Well, the good news is that God is constant, even when grass and nature is very, very, very not constant and can often cause us more stress than we need. So today we're going to help you get in touch with God's grace and some really good skills to help you, A, put your anxiety into a better perspective, and B, help you get control of it and find more peace. And if that sounds like something that you or someone you care about needs, well, then give us a call today at 877-573-7825. That's 877-573-7825.
Call up and tell us, are you feeling anxious about something in your life? You know, maybe you're not sure how to handle some bad news you've gotten. Or maybe you're anxious about a problem that you and your spouse are struggling with. Or you're worried about how your kids are turning out or the choices they're making. Maybe things on the news or social media are stressing you out. Or maybe you're just not sure why you're anxious. You just are. And you're not sure what to do to stop feeling so wound up all the time. However stress, worry, or anxiety are getting you down, let us help you reclaim your peace on our show today titled Touch Grass, as we talk about ways to come against the stress, worry, and anxiety that tries to rob our peace. 877-573-7825.
Now, if you are suffering from stress or anxiety, please understand there is no condemnation here of that. There are real reasons that we'll talk about in a moment that anxiety really occurs for all of us at time, from time to time. But we have to see that in the scriptures, Jesus constantly gives us the message of peace. And here, where we talk about the theology of the body, we saw the same from St. John Paul II, where he was constantly saying to people, be not afraid. We need to know that being afraid isn't something that God condemns. It's just something that keeps us from often experiencing the peace of the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit's direction in our lives, and keeps us from feeling as close to God as He wants to feel with us and allow us to have with Him. So, no condemnation if you're feeling fearful or anxious today, but hopefully some good grounding support and help. 877-573-7825.
Well, you know, and the reality is we all experience stress, worry, and anxiety.
Me too.
I mean, it's just a part of the human condition. It's a part of the human condition that God wants to heal,
yes,
and that He doesn't want us to have to walk around with. I think that one of the mistakes that we can make as Christians is believing that, you know, stress, worry, and anxiety are sort of inevitable. In a sense, they are. I mean, it's like I said, it's part of the human condition. But it's also it's not something we should settle for, right?
Mm.
It's not something that God wants us to stay with. He wants to help us to recover from stress, worry, and anxiety. In fact, Jesus tells us that perfect love casts out fear, right? And so as we experience that love and grace from God, He heals those parts of us that are anxious. But as you say, Lisa, it's not a condemnation that we feel anxiety or that,
right,
God, or to say that God doesn't want us to be anxious. That doesn't mean that we're letting God down by being anxious any more, for example, than you would say that your child was letting you down by catching the flu. You know, I mean, you know, you don't want your kid to be sick. God doesn't want us to be anxious. That doesn't mean shame on us for being anxious. It just means that God looks at us and says, let me help you. Let's work through this together. Let me heal you. And so if you are experiencing stress, worry, or anxiety about anything, this is an opportunity to bring it to God and receive that healing grace that He has in His heart for you. 877-573-7825. Of course, every day on More to Life, we take a look at the topic of the day through the lens of St. John Paul's Theology of the Body. You know, it's reasonable to wonder, how could some theology help me deal with anxiety? But the fact is, it can help a lot, especially the theology of the body, because St. John Paul, when he was Pope, asked a huge question. He basically said, what if we took everything that God's given us, you know, scripture, salvation history, even creation, what universal principles could we discern from all of that about God's plan for living a more abundant life and having healthier, holier relationships? And his answer to that question became what people now call the theology of the body.
And the theology of the body reminds us that anxiety was never part of God's original plan. The very first anxiety attack happened right after the fall, when Adam and Eve suddenly felt exposed and disconnected from God and each other. And then they try to hide from God. That's the real root of anxiety. Even today, we tend to think anxiety is just a response to having too many problems. But it's really a sign that we are letting our problems cause us to feel cut off from the love and support we were created to depend on.
So think of it this way. Relationships act like a surge protector. You know those power strips that you plug your computer and other appliances into? Its job is to absorb dangerous spikes in electricity so your equipment doesn't get fried, right? Well, brain science shows that good relationships act like surge protectors for our nervous system. They help absorb the shocks of daily life, letting our thinking brain stay online so that we can respond to problems calmly and clearly.
But when those social surge protectors are weakened, whether through unhealed wounds or a lack of real connection with the people around us, even ordinary stress can overwhelm the system. The brain doesn't just get nervous. It actually shuts down our problem-solving ability and flips into fight, flight, or freeze. And that's why anxiety doesn't feel like worry. It feels like drowning.
And that's the key. So anxiety isn't as much a sign that our problems are too big as it's a slight signal that our connections are too thin. You know, so God designed us so that when we feel securely connected to Him and the people He's placed in our lives, our nervous system produces the chemicals we need to stay grounded and to feel calm, even in hard times. So the first step when we're feeling anxious or stressed or worried isn't to think our way out of anxiety. It's to strengthen those social surge protectors, especially those relationship and spiritual ones, by reaching out instead of pulling away or withdrawing into ourselves. We need to pray, Lord, I don't know what to do, but I know that You're there, and I know that You've placed people in my life to love and support me. Show me the next right step. So let's talk about how to make that work for you. Because it's one thing to say, you know, try this out, but it's another thing to actually apply it in your situation. Plus, Learn some other tips to help you reclaim your peace when you're stressed, worried, or anxious about the stuff going on in your life. 877-573-7825. Tell us, what is stressing you out? Maybe it's a problem that you and your spouse are struggling to handle well. Maybe it's a parenting issue because you're not sure how to handle the situation with your younger child, or help your adult kids deal with the struggles they're facing. Maybe it's the news or social media that's got you wound up and you're not sure how to calm down, or you don't know why you're anxious. You just are. And you're ready to find peace. However stress, worry, or anxiety are affecting you or someone you care about, let's talk it out together. 877-573-7825. Let's take our concerns to the Lord, and then we'll start taking your calls.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Lord Jesus Christ, we come to you today and we bring you all the concerns that are on our hearts for this week. The challenges in our families, the difficulties at work, the personal struggles that we're wrestling with. And we just ask you, Lord, to help us to remember to come to you and the people you've placed in our lives with all of those things. Help us to remember that the reason we become anxious isn't so much because of the number of problems or even the magnitude of the problems we face, because we allow those problems to separate us from you and the people that you've placed in our lives to love and support us. So help us to not be embarrassed or ashamed to come to you or others with our challenges, to give in to the temptation of pride to just handle it ourselves, but instead help us to remember that it is not good for us to be alone, and that you've created a community to support us, and you give us the grace to carry us through, so that in all things we can be at peace in you. We ask all this through the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary, and in the name,
of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Pope St. John Paul the Great,
pray for us.
Today on More to Life, the show is titled Touch Grass, as we talk about struggling with stress or anxiety and finding ways to reclaim our peace when we've got a world of worry on our minds. 877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825.
Greg, we have an email here from Kevin, who is listening to EWTN Radio in Texas on Guadalupe Radio. And he says, I started a new management position about 4 months ago. It was a big promotion, and I was excited about it. But now I dread going to work every morning. I have two people on my team who have been there longer than me and clearly resent that I got the job. I've started second-guessing my decisions. I replay conversations in my head for hours after I get home. My wife has noticed that I'm distracted at dinner and short-tempered with our kids. Last Sunday, she asked me what was wrong, and I couldn't even explain it because, honestly, I'm embarrassed. I'm supposed to be the guy who can handle this. I've started waking up around 3 a.m. with my heart racing, just running through everything that could go wrong the next day. I grew up watching my dad power through everything without complaining. So asking for help feels like admitting I'm not cut out for this. Is there a way to get a handle on this before it wrecks my family life, too? And that's Kevin in Texas.
Yeah, Kevin, thank you so much for the question, and I'm so sorry that you're going through that. You know, the enemy is clearly taking an opportunity that you've been given, something that you wanted to celebrate, and using it to beat you up with.
Truly.
And that's not what God wants for you, certainly, although we've all been in situations like this. So, yeah, yes, there is a way to help you get past it, and it's unfortunately to do everything that you are fighting doing by opening up to your wife and really talking with her about this and being able to pray together about where you're at and asking for God's help. You know, this whole kind of rugged individualist idea is not a Christian idea. As I said earlier, you know, Genesis 2:18 says that it is not good for man to be alone. God did not create us to try to handle our stuff by ourselves. And the messages that we hear from the culture that say otherwise are really contrary to the gospel and exactly what the enemy wants. Because, you know, if he can separate you from the herd, he can pick you off, like that hungry lion, right? So the first step is really just talking it out with your wife and letting her know kind of where you're at, and praying about it together. You know, together every day. Lord, you know, help me to be able to to respond to the challenges of this new position in a way that glorifies you, that allows me to be my best self, and in whatever ways I can, challenge the people around me to be their best selves too. And talk together about, you know, ways that you can create, for example, little rituals that enable you to leave work at work. I'll give you some examples of what I mean. In sports psychology, there's something called the green zone and the gold zone. The gold zone is the performance zone. The green zone is the relaxation zone. When you're on the bench, you have to be in the green zone, because if you're spun up the whole time, then you're burning up all your energy. When you're in the gold zone, you have to be in the performance zone. So, like, you're on the court or the field or whatever, you have to be able to focus your attention. What's happening is you don't have a separation between the green and the gold zone. You're always on. You're always performing. You're always rehearsing. You're always running scenarios through your head.
Even at 3 o'clock in the morning.
And so what you need to do is create a ritual that allows you to leave work at work, at least some way. And that could mean, you know, either staying maybe 15 minutes longer or leaving, you know, or doing this 15 minutes before you leave. But you're taking some time to make some notes. Okay, here are the challenges I resolved today. Give yourself credit for the successes that you had first, right? These are the things that I did well. These are the challenges I responded to. These are the problems that I resolved. Then make a note. Here are the things that I'm concerned about for tomorrow, and here are some thoughts that I have for addressing them. And you just really plan your next day, right? And you just write it all out. And it's important to write this out, because just doing it in your head won't really work. Then, before you go home, you know, maybe while you're still in the car, you want to be listening to something that's helping you center yourself. Maybe you're praying the rosary. Maybe you're listening to praise and worship music. You're tuning into something that's helping you really reconnect with God. And I would also suggest giving your wife a call before you come home and just saying, okay, what do I need to be aware of before I come home? Like, what's the plan for the evening? Let's talk together. So you have a plan together to know what you're walking into before you do come home. And this works, by the way, even if she's not at home. Maybe she's at work, right? You're checking in with each other as you're both coming home.
Right. What does she need? What do you need? What's the vibe that's going on? What's going on with the kids? So that you're not coming in at an emotional temperature of 10 because of all the anxiety you're experiencing at work, and then suddenly the kids are misbehaving or she's cranky and it's pushing all your buttons. So getting on the same page is a huge step forward.
So I would start with those three things. The nighttime bit too, you're saying you're waking up at 3 o'clock in the morning. That's not uncommon, but it is annoying, and we can start to spin out whenever that happens. I would encourage you in the evening, before you go to bed, to get your journal and remind yourself of what you wrote in the workday, right? The things that you succeeded at, but then also, what are your concerns for tomorrow, and what are the thoughts that you have about either resources you need to access to address those concerns, or what plans do you need to put in place to address those concerns? If you don't do that before you go to bed, then your brain wakes you up to try to prepare for the next day. And so the more you're able to kind of think through what your day tomorrow is and what you need to do to handle it, the more you give your brain permission to turn off and go to sleep. And these are some very simple tips that we can offer you. I'd encourage you to reach out to learn more about my book, Unworried, A Life Without Anxiety, which offers more spiritual, psychological, emotional, and relational tips for overcoming anxiety. Again, that's called Unworried, A Life Without Anxiety. You can get that at CatholicCounselors.com. If you find that you're struggling to apply the suggestions that we've made on the call, or to use the recommendations that I make in the book, then I'd really encourage you to reach out to us at CatholicCounselors.com, because you are describing a level of anxiety that's affecting not just one area of your life, but really your whole life. And sometimes it can be difficult to get back on track by ourselves whenever the anxiety has gotten to that point. So if you just wanted to set up a few sessions with one of our pastoral counselors to can really, really get a handle on this and get over the hump, we're here for you for that as well. So you can get the book, Unworried, A Life Without Anxiety, and learn more about our pastoral counseling telehealth service at CatholicCounselors.com. With that, we got to go to break. When we come back, we're continuing to take your calls on our show titled Touch Grass, as we talk about ways to overcome stress, worry, or anxiety. 877-573-7825. When we come back, in addition to talking with you, we'll be joined by Jacob Flores Popchak, a pastoral counselor with CatholicCounselors.com. He'll be sharing some insights that he offers his clients for managing anxiety more effectively. Stick around for that and a whole lot more when More to Life continues after the break.
This program is brought to you by the following nonprofit underwriter. Join Catholics at the Shore 2026, May 7th through the 9th at the beautiful Icona in Avalon, New Jersey. This year's theme, Needing Nothing More, invites you to step away from the noise and encounter Christ. Speakers include Patricia Heaton, UFC champion Boss Rutten, and pro-life activist Christian Hawkins, along with other powerful Catholic voices. To learn more, go to CatholicsAtTheShore.com.
You like pizza? Me too. And for that, we can thank our friend Tom Monahan. First, he starts with $900 and opens one pizza shop. Then it's worldwide, thousands of shops. But all this was just a warm-up for his greatest achievement yet. He built a university.
God inspired Tom to build up generations of men and women who have a hunger to reach the world for Christ. This place is Ave Maria University.
Visit avemaria.edu to see what's next.
Maybe you've been hearing a lot about the need to make a spiritual communion while participating from home in a live-streamed or broadcast Mass. There's more to it than reciting the act of spiritual communion. We should begin by having sincere repentance for our sins and affirming our belief that Christ's death redeemed us. Next, we call to mind the spiritual gifts found in Christ's sacrifice and thank God earnestly for them. Now we are disposed to pray the traditional prayer of spiritual communion. Jesus, I embrace you and unite myself wholly to you.
Do you own popular index mutual funds or ETFs? If so, you're automatically owned shares of companies that conflict with your moral beliefs. Ave Maria mutual funds are managed to conform to pro-life and pro-family values. Long-term investors can invest in the no-load Ave Maria mutual funds. The experienced professional portfolio managers make decisions based on investment fundamentals and pro-life values. You can learn more about Ave Maria mutual funds today at 866-AVE-MARIA or visit AveMariaFunds.com.
Thank you for joining us today on More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak, and today our show is titled Touch Grass, as we talk about overcoming fear, worry, and anxiety. Give us a call at 877-573-7825. Joining us right now, Jacob Flores Popchak. He is a pastoral counselor with CatholicCounselors.com. He is an expert on practical applications of the theology of the body and also a published author and illustrator. Jacob, welcome to More to Life.
I'm grateful to be here.
So, you know, a lot of times we, of course, want to get rid of our anxiety, but you wanted to share that we can still feel better even if we don't get rid of it. What do you mean?
Yeah, well, I think there's this ironic kind of phenomenon that can happen a lot of the time without us even realizing it, where our anxiety about anxiety makes us more anxious. The same is true for other feelings, right? The level of depressed I can feel about being depressed makes me more depressed. The anger I have at myself for being angry makes me more angry, right? This is a very, very, very common phenomenon. I'll just sort of give you an example. I was talking with a young woman who had struggled with clinical anxiety for some time and who had made a lot of progress with it. But she was now planning her friend's bridal shower, I believe it was, and was experiencing, you know, some low-level nervousness about that, just the stress of planning a big event. And she called me just in tears, and she said, Jacob, I'm never going to be free of anxiety. I've made all this progress, and yet still, even now, I'm anxious. And I said, whoa. Are you telling me you think you'd get to some ideal point where you'd never, ever feel any kind of anxiety at all and you'd just be Spock? And she said, yeah.
Star Trek.
She said, yeah, absolutely. I said, it's normal to feel some small amount of anxiety regarding planning a big event. And she didn't know that. And I think a lot of us don't know that. And what this client was doing, what I think a lot of us do, is that she felt a small, normal amount of anxiety, right? Then she was beating up on herself for feeling that way. The mere presence of the anxiety was making her more anxious. She was thinking things like, oh gosh, am I now going to have a panic attack because I feel this small amount of anxiety? Or, oh gosh, am I going to start feeling worse because I have this small amount of anxiety?
And ironically, so we kind of pour hot coals on our own heads to stir up the flame of the anxiety. Yeah,
the feeling is what escalates the feeling. Exactly right. So what I recommend instead is a sort of visual exercise where I acknowledge to myself, hey, guess what? I can feel two feelings at once. I can feel, let's say, 75% happy and even 25% anxious. And I could feel this at the same time, and that would be okay. And the way I ask my clients to acknowledge this, to imagine this, there are lots of different versions of this, but this one's a little silly. It just happens to be the one that my clients perhaps resonate most with. I want you to imagine you're on a motorcycle. You're on a motorcycle, and your hands are firmly on the handlebars. And Christ is sitting with you on the motorcycle. He's sort of behind you on the motorcycle. He's got his arms around you. He's holding you steady. Maybe his hands are even on top of your hands on the handlebars, kind of helping you guide it and keeping it safe. You're in complete control. You're on an open, relaxing road, stretched out. You're on like a beautiful road trip. It's a gorgeous day, and you're in complete control of this. Attached to the motorcycle is a sidecar. You know, those classic little sidecars next to motorcycle? And in that sidecar is some kind of little creature. It's maybe a little bit ugly, a little bit weird. It's like a Muppet, you know, like a little Muppet goblin or something. But it's cute, it's weird, but it can't hurt you. It loves you, ultimately. It's just a weird little sidekick in the sidecar. And it can't reach the handlebars. It's just there to go along the journey with you. And it can just sit in the sidecar, and it can't hurt you. And as long as you don't take your hands off the handlebars and start swatting at it, desperately trying to make it go away, you're going to stay hand-in-hand with Christ driving on this open road. And I want you to just imagine right now holding the handlebars, and I want you to look at that Muppet, and I want you to say, hey, it's okay that you're here for the trip. I got my hands on the handlebars with Christ. You can come along for this journey if you want. And as soon as you give yourself that forgiveness, you'll notice that the little bit of anxiety that you'd normally turn into a lot of anxiety by resisting it suddenly really starts to ease up.
Great, great timing and a great suggestion. Thanks so much, Jacob, for being with us today. And if folks would like to learn more about ways to confront and overcome your worry and anxiety, reach out to us at CatholicCounselors.com to learn more about Jacob's work and the work of all of our team members at CatholicCounselors.com. With that, we are taking your calls right now at 877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825.
Our 20th anniversary Danube River cruise was spectacular. Due to popular demand, we have again chartered our own exclusive and brand new ship for a Rhine River cruise to four European countries of the most beautiful churches in Catholic history in Europe. The trip is already half sold out. Join us in June 2027. Immerse yourself in the rich Catholic heritage of Europe.
To learn more about your Ave Maria Radio trip, go to AveMariaRadio.net and find the travel link.
What is one of the most challenging doctrines of the Catholic Church to comprehend? It is the mystery of the real presence of Jesus Christ in the sacrament of the Eucharist. The Catholic Catechism tells us that Christ is present to his church in many ways, but most especially in the Eucharistic species, and that his presence in these species of bread and wine is unique. The whole Christ, body, blood, soul, and divinity is truly, really, substantially contained therein. In other words, under sacramental signs, he is physically as well as spiritually present. St. John Chrysostom declares that man does not cause this miraculous occurrence. A man, the priest, acting in the role of Christ, does pronounce the words, but it is Christ himself whose power and grace brings about the transformation of the bread and wine into his body and blood. This is Peggy Stanton, and this has been the Order of Malta's Minute with the Catechism.
The Wisdom of Mother Angelica.
I went to Las Vegas years and years ago for one of these cable shows, and I was shocked to see all these old ladies in their 70s and 80s getting off that plane, running for a slot machine. You don't have a chance to win. They're all fixed. I know, my uncle used to have slot machines.
EWTN. Live truth. Live Catholic.
Hi, I'm Lisa Popcheck. The key to being effective at handling conflict is keeping a close eye on our own emotional temperature. On a scale of 1 to 10, you never want to allow yourself to get over a 7, especially when you're in disagreement with someone. How do you know when you're getting too hot?
One of the first behavioral signs that we are approaching a 7 on our emotional temperature scale is that we start to speak and act too quickly for our brain to keep up. We start to trip over our words. We make silly, avoidable mistakes like knocking over a glass that we're reaching for. When our emotional temperature gets too high, we lose track of details, which makes it harder to solve problems and often makes us do and say things that make problems even worse. To lower your stress temperature, one deceptively simple technique is to deliberately slow down. Speak a little more slowly than you want to. Or instead of thinking of all the things you have to do next, focus your mind on what you're doing now. Consciously slowing down lets your thinking brain catch up with your feeling brain, which lets your whole brain work on resolving the conflict. To learn more, check out our book, Unworried, A Life Without Anxiety, or visit CatholicCounselors.com.
Welcome back, folks. You are listening to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Dr. Greg Popchak.
I'm Lisa Popchak.
And today on More to Life, the show is titled Touch Grass, as we talk about finding ways to overcome stress, worry, and anxiety. Are you feeling stressed or anxious about something going on in your life? Whether it's a relationship problem or a personal challenge, we are here to help you find ways to reclaim your peace. 877-573-7825. Before we take our next call, I want to wish Mother Angelica a happy 103rd birthday. She, of course, is the founder of EWTN television and radio, and just is a personal hero, frankly. I have the opportunity to meet her several times, and just what a beautiful woman. And we celebrate her 103rd birthday today, but to discover more about her life, words, and work, you can visit EWTN.com/Mother Angelica, and also check out CDs and DVDs filled with timeless wisdom of Mother Angelica. You can visit EWTNRC.com. With that, we are taking your calls about dealing with stress, worry, and anxiety on our show titled Touch Grass at 877-573-7825.
Let's talk now with Patricia, who's listening to EWTN Radio in Texas on Guadalupe Radio.
Hi, Patricia. Welcome to More to Life. What's going on?
Hi, good morning. Thanks for taking my call. I have to tell you, I felt compelled to call. I was in the car with my kids on the way to get groceries, and my younger brother is literally at the doctor right now. He has retinopathy, which was stress-induced. I didn't even know that could be possible. But essentially what happens is your cortisol levels get so high that then fluid builds up, and it can cause vision impairment or blindness. So right now he can't see out of his left eye. So obviously he's dealing with a lot of stress. I don't know specifically what. He has 3 kids. He has a pretty stressful job. You know, life gets to you. I think he also naturally is one of those types that processes stress sometimes not in the most productive way. He's just wound a little tighter, as they say. So I was wondering what advice as me, his sister, could give him, since I'm not the one directly dealing with it. Anything I could do, maybe beyond prayer, obviously, but if you guys have suggestions.
Sure.
Two quick questions, just so we can get a sense of, you know, who's at play here and at what distance. First of all, is he married? You mentioned his job and his kids, but you didn't mention a wife. And secondly, how close do you live to him?
We live about 2 hours away from each other.
Okay.
So there's some distance, but it's, and how often does he reach out to you about any of this stuff? Like what kind, how would you describe your relationship?
I mean, it's one of those where it's like we don't get to talk as often as we'd like, even though we're relatively close geographically. But also, if he were to pick up the phone and call, or when we see each other, it just picks up where we left off. We're close, but we don't always have as much time to invest on a daily basis, if that makes sense.
Sure. You're both very busy in the midst of, you know, raising children and trying to make life happen.
And just last question for some thoughts. Does he have a faith life?
I'm sorry, would you mind repeating that?
No, no, it's fine. I said, does he have a faith life? Where is he at in his spiritual life?
That's also a very good question. We were raised, I'm in the process of going through OCIA, so I'm coming into the faith, but we were raised Anglican, I know that he has a foundation, but I don't think it's in the strongest place right now, and with that being said, his wife also, to the best of my knowledge, is agnostic, so that's not something that they share together, that she's promoting.
I just didn't know if there was if taking this advantage of some spiritual resources would be helpful for him or not, but all right, so
I think he'd be open to it, yeah.
Okay. Well, let's talk about, you know, ways that you can be supportive to him. And I want to be clear up front. I mean, anytime we love somebody who is dealing with health problems, but especially, you know, mental health problems that are affecting health, we have to be careful we want to be supportive, right? But we have to be careful not to step into the role of kind of pseudo counselor, right? Because sometimes in our attempts to be helpful to others, we end up preventing them from seeking the appropriate kind of help.
And in addition to preventing them from seeking good help that can actually help, it's possible to even put more distance between you and therefore make you less effective and less supportive, less of that community that we were talking about when we were discussing how the theology of the body sheds light on anxiety.
So I think the first step... And this is going to seem a little tangential, but the first step is, I think, just reach out to him more. Not specifically because you're wanting to talk about the problem.
Yeah, are you okay? Are you okay? Certainly get in touch with him after his doctor's appointment today and ask about, you know, what happened. But just to be more present, just via text every couple of days.
And just building that connection, because as we were talking here, you know, anxiety isn't so much about the problems that we have as much as it is about how we let the problems separate us from God and from the people who are in our life to support us. I mean, you know, if think about this. When you're going through problems, but if you feel like you have got a supportive community around you who's taking care of you and looking out for you and trying to do what they can to help you, you feel relatively peaceful. But if you aren't going through problems, but you don't have anybody around you or your relationships are strained, you feel anxious anyway. Right. And so the more connection we can build with the people around us, especially when we're going through hard times, the more those relationships serve as that surge protector, as I was sharing earlier in our Theology of the Body reflection, our surge protector for our nervous system. My guess is that your brother tends to kind of pull into himself and want to handle all this stuff by himself. So just building connection with him can be really, really important. And that doesn't mean you have to spend an hour on the phone with him every day. Like Lisa was saying, if you just send a text, hey, I was thinking about you, and I just wanted to let you know that I was praying for you and that I love you. You know,
and even just silly things, you know, the things that your kids do during the day that make you laugh. You know, just say, hey, I really wanted to share this with you. He cracked me up when he did or she did this thing. Just so that you're kind of building that bridge where he knows that you're there, you're thinking about him, and that if he does want to reach out, you're there for him.
Now, of course, because he has the doctor's appointment today, you have a natural opportunity to reach out and say, hey, you know, how's it going? You know, is there anything more that I could do for you? You know, like, I really just want to be... He'll probably say no, but it's good to extend that. And if you can think of anything that you can do, whether that's sending him, you know, sending him a meal or you know, just sending him just some sign that you think about him, you care about him, I think that's important as well. But maintaining that ongoing connection with him is important. Look for an opportunity, though, to suggest a good counselor that if he's not working with somebody now, because clearly, you know, this is a mental health issue that's affecting him physically. You know, you said that you weren't sure, you didn't know that this could happen. Yeah, a lot of people aren't aware of how directly mental health and stress can affect physical stuff. And this is a perfect example of that, how stress is causing
this. Often people think of big things like heart attack and stroke, but most people have never heard of something like this.
There's a structure in the brain called the HPA axis. Right, and it's basically, think of it as a chimney, right? It allows us to vent our stress if we have healthy ways to do that. If we don't have healthy ways to do that, it's like the chimney gets stopped up and it drives the stress back down into our bodies, and over time that breaks our bodies down in some way, from anything from this to cancers to heart disease to you name it. Stress, when we don't know how to express it appropriately through that HPA axis, which then allows us to handle stress behaviorally by, you know, sharing it appropriately with others, or problem solving, or thinking through it in ways, when it drives back down into our bodies, it breaks us down. And so learning how to manage that stress, getting good counseling that would help him process that more effectively, is critical to his long-term recovery. So, you know, maybe gathering a few local resources that he could take advantage
near
of.
Him, yeah.
That you could, you know, recommend if he brings it up. You know, but don't be careful not to volunteer it. You know, say, hey, I was thinking about thus and such. Have you ever thought about talking to so-and-so? Or, you know, and just kind of bringing it up in a casual way, as opposed to saying, hey, have you thought about getting counseling?
You need to walk a very careful line between becoming more supportive and more accessible in his life for him as his sister, and making him a project so he ends up feeling like you're trying to fix him.
My book, Unworried, A Life Without Anxiety, does offer a lot of psychological, spiritual, emotional, and relational tools for combating anxiety. I think it could be helpful, but I really do think he needs to be connected ultimately with a professional who can walk him through ways to manage stress more effectively, especially since this is affecting his body. So, you know, keep these things in mind. Just building that connection. Looking for little ways to increase the connection with him. Let him know that you're a resource for him. Look for opportunities to make those referral recommendations, whether it's to a professional or to good resources, and of course prayer. But I think that those are the things that we can reasonably do for others without stepping into the role of pseudo counselor and preventing them from then seeking the appropriate level of help that they need. Patricia, I want to thank you for the call and for letting our listeners know about how important it is for us to manage stress well. And the impact it can have on our health and our bodies when we're not managing it well. And we've certainly added your brother to our More to Life prayer list, as well as you. And if there's more we can do to support you or him, don't hesitate to reach out to us here on the program. And we're taking your calls, listeners, at 877-573-7825. Our show today titled Touch Grass, as we talk about overcoming stress, worry, and anxiety, and finding ways to stay grounded. 877-573-7825 is the number. Are you or is someone you care about dealing with stress, worry, and anxiety, and you're not sure how to get through it? We are here for you. As we head out to our break, it's time for our scripture of the day, which comes to us from Genesis 2:18.
It is not good for man to be alone.
And we hear this verse, and we think, yeah, you know, company's nice, right? But honestly, even I am constantly amazed at how hardwired into the human person the need for social connection is. You need to think of your relationships as part of your body. You know, when I used the metaphor earlier that relationships, good relationships, serve as surge protectors for our nervous system, I didn't really mean that metaphorically. I mean, you need to think of the people in your life as part of your body. And by nurturing those relationships, you're taking care of yourself. And if we don't take care of those relationships, if we don't surround ourselves with healthy people, if we don't learn how to do that, we're actually neglecting our nervous health.
And unfortunately, right now, we're looking at an epidemic of loneliness throughout the world. And people often would, you know, hear what you're saying, Greg, and say, yeah, right. You think that's going to be a surge protector for me. Instead, it's all of these relationships that I have that make me absolutely fry out because they're driving me crazy. So whether it's those people in your life that are making you feel more anxious and more irritated every day, or other things that are going on for you, we are here for you today on More to Life. Give us a call and let us help you connect with God's grace and some new skills to help you lower that anxiety in your life or the life of someone you care about. 877-573-7825. That's 877-573-7825.
More to Life will continue with your calls about stress, worry, and anxiety when we come back after this break.
When the need for senior care arises, home is where the heart is. Visiting Angels provides home care for mom or dad up to 24 hours per day, including personal care, meals, and light housework. You may select your professional caregiver with Visiting Angels. More information at visitingangels.com or at 877-374-LIVE. That's 877-374-LIVE. Visiting Angels, America's choice in senior home care.
Hello, friends. Deacon Harold Burke Sivers here. And I haven't been this excited about an up-and-coming speaker for a long time, Dr. Marcus Peter. Dr. Peter has the gift of combining deep theological insight, wisdom, and knowledge with personal testimony and story in a way that makes the power of the church's teaching and God's love felt deeply in the heart of all who hear him. If you are looking for someone for your next conference, parish mission, or event, look no further than Dr. Marcus Peter.
Visit MarcusBPeter.com to book Dr. Marcus Peter to speak at your event. At the Ave Maria website, you can continue the discussion and education through the Ave Maria Radio's links to social media. Ave Maria Radio has accounts on Facebook, X, TikTok, YouTube, and Instagram. Go to AveMariaRadio.net and find the social media symbols at the top of your screen.
You like pizza? Me too. And for that, we can thank our friend, Tom Monahan. First, he starts with $900 and opens one pizza shop. Then it's worldwide, thousands of shops. But all this was just a warm-up for his greatest achievement yet. He built a university.
God inspired Tom to build up generations of men and women who have a hunger to reach the world for Christ. This place is Ave Maria University.
Visit avemaria.edu to see what's next.
Each way to check on her 3 or 4 times a week, and I'm also trying to hold things together at home with my own family. My husband has been patient, but I can tell he's running out of patience. Last week he said, "I feel like I lost my wife," and I didn't even have the energy to respond. I know something has to change, but every time I think about setting a boundary with my mom or my sisters, the guilt is overwhelming. How do I take care of everyone without completely losing myself?
Thanks so much for the question, Sarah. And I'm so sorry that you're going through this. I want to commend you for being willing to kind of step into the breach there to take care of your mom through this difficult time. But you shouldn't be handling it alone. And so the first step here is making sure that you're expressing to your sisters your need for them to step in and being not trying to convince them, okay? Being able to say to them, this is what I'm able to do. What are you guys going to do to make up the difference?
And I would very strongly encourage you to not sort of drop it into conversations with each one of them individually. I think you need to come at this from a place of real strength and call a meeting, even a Zoom meeting, and say, we've got to discuss this because this is what's been happening. And obviously, we're all feeling overwhelmed by this. So make sure you kind of make it a we thing, not an accusation, not I'm doing it all because you guys have backed off. Obviously, they've also backed off because they're feeling the stress of all of this as well.
But the best way to go into this is not to say, so I'm doing all of this, what can you guys do?
Right.
Right. The way to approach it is to say, look, this is all I can reasonably do. I can be there on Mondays and Wednesdays from this time to that time, and I can handle X, Y, and Z.
Or whatever those things are. But every other week, it's up to you to figure that out.
But that still leaves A, B, C, D, E, F, G, right? How do you guys want to divide that up? And then you just stop. Right? You don't volunteer anything. You don't propose solutions. You say, this is what's left. After I've reasonably done the bit I can do, how do y'all want to handle that? And you let them do the work on it. Because what often happens is we get into the situation where we take over the responsibility, and it sends the message that you guys don't really have to do anything. I'll just take it. Right? And if you want to help, then you can.
Again, you want to make sure you're saying, let's problem solve this together, and don't offer suggestions, don't take on too much, and be open to what the problem solving is. If all three of you are feeling the weight of this to the point where you are neglecting your own families and your own jobs, you might wait it out, see what everybody comes up with, but it might include hiring a caregiver a few days a week so that the three of you can breathe and work on your own lives, but you still know your mom's safe and sound, and each one of you is chipping in for that. But it's something you need to problem solve together.
The one qualifier I want to make on that is, yes, you need to do it together, but you want to step back. Mm-hmm. And you're part of the together isn't offering additional practical solutions.
That's
your
right.
Job in the together is scheduling the meeting where you say, hey, look, this is what I can reasonably continue to do. That's going to leave A, B, C, D, E, F, G responsibilities. How do y'all want to handle that? And you're going to give them the primary responsibility for figuring that out. Now, you might say, well, what if they don't? And what if mom? And we'll get to that, right? But you have to be willing to sort of lay that aside for the time being to have that conversation. Now, if that conversation doesn't go well, or they don't contribute, or whatever, call us back and we can work through that next step. But the first step is really setting up the conversation properly. Because if you keep doing what you're doing, you're sending them the message that, well, you can, you know, Sarah can handle it. You know, maybe she gets a little stressed out from time to time, but she can handle it better than we can, and we're just going to let her keep doing that. They don't necessarily mean to do that consciously either, by the way. It's just what happens. And if you approach it with, well, I'm going to keep doing everything that I've been doing, and you can count on me to fill in the gaps, and you guys don't have to do it, then they'll never step up. You have to step back enough to create some space and some tension that allows them to step into that place. The only other thing that I will add, and this builds on what Lisa was just saying, it's good for us as adult children to be able to be there for our parents. But we cannot necessarily be all things for our parents, especially when they live far away from us. And so it's important to coordinate your mom's care, but it's not necessary for you to be the one who's doing it all. You can still be a good Christian who's honoring your mother by connecting her with other resources that can help fill in the gaps. I'll just throw that out there for now, but you and your sisters need to have the conversation first that really talks about how you want to handle the other responsibilities that you can't reasonably be expected to manage. So start with that, and if you find that you're hitting some walls, don't hesitate to reach back out to us again. We'll talk about next steps. But I just want to give you the courage to sort of step into this, not by asking for help, but by describing what you can do and what you cannot do, and then saying to them, how do you guys want to handle the difference? Because that's really the only way to get them to contribute.
And I would also add one more thing. Talk to your husband about what he needs so that when you go to your sisters and say, I can do X and Y, you know that it's not just an arbitrary thing, that it's something that you and your husband are on the same page about handling so that you're well, your marriage is well, your family life is taken care of, and it's not just arbitrary and then you're tripping over it later.
And of course, you know, your mom has to play a part in this too. I don't know how capable she is at this point, since you mentioned the stroke, but if she is capable, you know, she's cognizant and she's physically able to do certain things, make sure she's part of this decision-making process. But again, even with mom, you know, it's important for you to not feel like you have to be the one who's doing all the things to be a good daughter. Right? You can coordinate care from others. All right, that's all the time we've got for today's show. Thanks so much for tuning in. If you are struggling with fear, worry, or anxiety, reach out to us at CatholicCounselors.com. We'll connect you with a faithful, professional Catholic counselor to help you transform your marriage, family, or personal life in the light of God's grace. Thanks so much for tuning in. Until next time, remember, with God's grace, there is so much more to life. Get out there and have a blessed day.
To Life is a co-production of CatholicCounselors.com, Ave Maria Radio, and EWTN Radio, and is carried across the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. For copies and downloads of this program, and for more information, visit AveMariaRadio.net.